You're now listening to the English News of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of October 20, the Grassroots Trade Union of Cần Thơ City People Committee Office held a meeting to celebrate the 93rd founding anniversary of the Vietnam Women Union on October 20. Attending was Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Hè, Vice Chairman of Cần Thơ City People Committee. The delegates discussed the tradition and accomplishments of Vietnamese women throughout the history. To promote that spirit, female authorities, civil servants, public employees, and office workers of Cần Thơ City People Committee always make effort, have a high sense of responsibility, accomplish given tasks, and contribute to the city development. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Hè, Vice Chairman of the City People Committee, wished them good health and lots of joy, from which they will have more contribution to work with the City People Committee Office, enhancing the image of the heroic, indomitable, loyal, responsible Vietnamese woman. The Trade Union of Cần Thơ Industrial and Export Processing Zones held a meeting to celebrate the 93rd founding anniversary of the Vietnam Women Union and summarize union activities in 9 months of 2023. The delegates reviewed the tradition and significance of Vietnamese Women Day. In order to perpetuate that tradition, Grassroots Trade Union connected with the Trade Union of Cần Thơ Industrial and Export Processing Zones, as well as female trade union members of the unit, have done their best to emulate production labor, thereby contributing to the development of enterprises. The director of Cần Thơ City Department of Education and Training has just signed a decision approving the inspection and examination plan for the 2023-2024 school year. In particular, the chief inspector of the department was assigned to preside over and coordinate with relevant units to organize the implementation of the plan. Cần Thơ City Department of Education and Training will perform 15 administrative and specialized inspections during the 2023-2024 school year. The content covers a variety of topics, including handling complaints, resolving complaints and denunciations, implementing publicity regulations, implementing democratic regulations, receiving sponsorship, socializing education, and operating expenses of the Representative Board of Student Parents. On the morning of October 21st, the Center for Experimentation, Energy Engineering, Technology Transfer of Cần Thơ University of Engineering and Technology organized a scientific seminar theme, Digital Technology and Green Energy Conversion for Smart Production. The seminar goal was to exchange knowledge about 3D digital applications in technical management at Cần Thơ Thermal Power Plant, smart lighting technology and energy savings, which would be key priorities for green buildings in the future, energy storage in renewable energy integrated power systems. The Energy Technology Transfer and Experiment Center provides an opportunity to connect with and serve the community. On the morning of October 21st, the Center for Digital Transformation and Agricultural Statistics of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, World Software Technology Joint Stock Company, and Vietnam Agricultural Newspaper held the launching ceremony of the Farmer Network Digital Farmer's Journey platform. The Farmer Network is a digital ecosystem that incorporates numerous technologies to assist cooperatives, farmers, and agriculture companies in successfully managing, grasping scientific knowledge, optimizing resources, and providing conditions for credit capital access, specifically assisting farmers in being proactive in purchasing and selling, crop planning, and financial planning. On the evening of October 20, the Vietnam Federation of Commerce and Industry, Mekong Delta Branch, organized an event to celebrate Vietnamese Businessmen Day on October 13 and Vietnamese Women Day October 20 with the theme, Proud of Vietnamese Businessmen. The two-hour program was held with the theme, Proud of Vietnamese Businessmen, Accordingly, the organizer created songs and dances to praise, honor, and intersperse discussions with six typical Mekong Delta businessmen. These are the people who have a sense of responsibility for their country and take pleasure in being entrepreneurs who not only enrich themselves, but also serve the country and their fellow citizens. Fruit and vegetable export have increased significantly in recent months, particularly in September and the first half of October, with a very high turnover. Many companies estimate that this industry will set a new high of $6 billion this year. According to the most recent General Department of Customs report, turnover surged by more than 75% in the first half of October compared to the same period last year, amount to approximately $2 billion. Many products such as durian, mango, jackfruit, banana, and sweet potato have a very high export value. Furthermore, China, Vietnam's largest market, frequently increases fruit and vegetable imports near the end of the year. According to several businesses' projections, if fruit and vegetable export turnover remains consistent as of September, this industry will reach a historic milestone this year with a turnover of more than $6 billion. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.